The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Jacinta, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm grand. Are you in the kitchen? Are you in the living room? Are you in the car?
I'm in the kitchen.
And who's with you there?
My husband and my daughter are working from home in the sitting room / office.
Crikey, so you're doing one of those, everyone's doing everything. So where are you from?
I'm from just outside Virginia in County Cavan.
Well,
very happy people in Cavan this week. Oh, wonderful, absolutely over the...
Where did you watch the match on Sunday?
Well, half in this kitchen.
Yeah.
Half the window, it was just nerve-biting now in the end.
Oh, listen, but what a great... I mean, for Tipperary and for Cavan,
it was fantastic. Yeah. It was absolutely... When Tipperary won, we kept saying, this is our year, you know, and... You know, believe the dream.
Well, this is it. Exactly. It's been such a peculiar year that I think anything could happen. Like Mayo could win. Mayo could win this year. This is how.
Oh no! It's our year.
No, but you have to give them a go.
No.
They've been there knocking at the door. Can they come out to play yet? No. Can you come out to play? No. Can you come out to play?
You know what? I hope they win it, but I think we will win.
That's very generous of you, and yet you took away your kindness like that. But it's written in the stars, you say.
Stars, yes.
Okay. I like your confidence there in Cavan. What are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm just after doing some baking. I made some brown bread, and I've pastry ready now to make some mince pies that we can eat in the Thai show now and on Friday night.
Oh, good news. I'm glad to hear that. I've kind of come back to the world of the brown bread soda bread. I'm loving it now with a boiled egg or something toasted.
There's nothing better. Nothing better. Very nice. Peg it in the oven.
There you have. Now, obviously I'm not baking it. I'm buying it from the person who bakes it in the shop and then I eat it. But tell me this much. The mince pies, are they pastry or flaky?
Oh, they're sweet pastry.
What's that now?
With sweet pastry, you put in some icing sugar and butter and egg, and it's not flaky, it's sweet.
Okay, I think I know the one you're talking about. It sounds delicious. I can smell them from here.
Yeah.
It's great. Now, could we help you with your Christmas shopping, do you think?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Would that be helpful? Have you got many people living in the house with you, apart from your husband?
Yeah, there's five of us all together.
Okay. How many kids have you got?
Three.
And what age are they?
Oh, they're all adults now.
Yeah.
They're all in their 20s.
Okay, so they're your children, but they're not kids.
They're my children,
they're
not kids. But
big,
they're more expensive living at home.
They are. Do you have girls or galoots?
I have two girls and one galoot.
One galoot, okay. And how old is the galoot?
He's 29.
Okay, and he's galooting around the place, eating everything.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what boys do. Okay, are you ready for this, Jacinta?
I am indeed, yes.
What's your second name?
McEnroe.
Yes, it is. And do you get a lot of comment on that?
Not really, not around here, because there's a lot of Mac.
Oh, fair enough. I didn't realise that.
Association with
Wimbledon.
With John.
John, of course. I know someone's showing my
American
age.
Cousin.
And your American cousin. You've got to say that. Jacinta, here's Burl Ives singing A Holly Jolly Christmas. I want the missing word, please.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street.
Listen closely.
Say to friends you know. And
say hello.
Yeah, say hello is the correct answer. According to the Christmas song, when did good King Wenceslas last look out?
On the Feast of Stephen.
You have that perfectly right. And that would never work in the UK. On the Feast of Boxing. No, it's got to be the Feast of Stephen, which is the correct answer. In what Christmas-themed movie that I'm not mad about now, must admit, but people do love it and I'm in a minority, does Hugh Grant star as the British Prime Minister?
Love Actually.
Correct answer. Brenda Lee is still rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a listen to see if you can tell me what she's planning on having later.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pie and we'll do
pumpkin pie?
Yes, she's completely bang out of order, bang out of season. But nevertheless, you got the right answer. And you have now currently got €400 worth of Tesco vouchers. But we're not finished yet. In the Irish Christmas family favourite brisket tin, I'm a fan, I must say, of the afternoon tea tin. What shape is the jelly that used to be on top of the biscuit that used to be in the tin but has since been banned?
Was it a star or a heart?
No, star is the correct answer. You don't need to go anywhere else. Your Christmas knowledge is impeccable. That's €500 worth of vouchers in the bag. I want to give you one bonus naughty list question. Which of these characters from A Christmas Carol was once on the naughty list but has been saved this year? Was it Ebenezer Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, or Tiny Tim?
Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah.
Listen, you've just won €700 worth of vouchers
for Tesco. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, if you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. So I thank you, Jacinta, and to you and the girls and the Galoot and the husband and all the Mac and Rose and Cavan. Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much,
Ryan.
Have a great day. To you. Looking forward to Friday night. And the best of luck.
Thank you. I'm so much. See you then. All right, let's go to the southeast of Ireland and to Waterford. Good morning, Warren.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
How's it all going over there?
Oh, it's good. It's super sunny here this morning.
Okay, good. What part of Waterford are you in?
Dunmore East, actually.
Dunmore East. Beautiful part of the world.
Ray Darcy lives just has a place down here.
And do you see him about the place?
Yeah, I was bumped into him there a couple of months ago when he was down for a little while. And sure, I guess he's all right.
Did you get a picture with him?
No, I did not. Damn it, that's what I meant to
next
get.
Time.
I'll get it next time.
Socially, 2 meters, photo set, and go. Warren, how's your girlfriend?
Good, yeah. She had surgery there a couple of days ago on her. She fell off her bike and broke her jaw and chin, but she's doing okay.
That's a big thing to happen, to break your jaw off the bike.
Oh, especially a couple of weeks before Christmas. It's all going to be okay.
It's all going to be fine. Okay. And did she have to get much work done to her mouth? Or?
No, actually, it looks fantastic. It was all done on the inside of the mouth.
Okay.
So on the outside, all you see is a small little cut on the chin. But so it's great. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And what's her name?
Her name is Margarita.
Margarita?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's cocktail time somewhere. And where is she from?
Portugal.
Excellent. How'd you meet?
We work together.
Okay, from home?
No, we work in a pharmaceutical in Sanofi in Waterford.
Okay, and are you going to the workplace now, or are you working from home these days?
I'm working at home at the moment.
Both of you?
Both of us are working at home.
You getting much work done?
If my boss is listening, yes, those are work.
Here's Eartha Kitt with her slightly inappropriate, breathy number, Santa Baby. Can you tell me the missing word, please, Warren?
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the tonight.
You have it in one. Good man. Which takeaway food is so popular in Japan at Christmas that it often has to be ordered weeks in advance? Three letters. Takeaway with three letters. Colonel Sanders is the man behind the product from Kentucky. And it's not turkey now. It's the other poultry.
Sorry, chicken.
Yeah. A takeaway that specialises in chicken, maybe southern fried?
Southern fried KFC?
Good man. God, I was president of America for 2 years in 1960. Have a listen to Bing Crosby's Winter Wonderland and see if you can tell me what word's missing. Standing by, Warren?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Not that one, this one.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight in a winter wonderland.
What's he doing?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Correct answer. Dr. Seuss, whom you may or may not know, was so mean because his what was two sizes too small. The Grinch, I should say. He was so mean because his what was two sizes too small.
Oh,
Think about it. If you've got something that should be about love, but it's two sizes too small.
Heart?
Yes! Oh. What decoration do elves traditionally have in their shoes? Every time they ring, an angel gets their wings.
Yeah, it's not the bells.
It's the bells. It's the bells. Don't doubt yourself, Warren. It's the bells. The bells of Dunmore East are ringing this morning. Maybe wedding bells, but let's not push it. You're only working from home. This could be the end.
Yeah, I work from home.
That's right. You've just won €500 worth of Tesco vouchers, Warren.
Phew. Oh.
Indeed. But which character from Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, who would normally have been on the naughty list, has been saved this year? Is it Dopey? Is it Doc? Or is it the Evil Queen?
Probably Evil Queen.
Warren, congratulations. You've just won €700 worth of Tesco vouchers. Have a wonderful Christmas and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a great one.
Goodbye for now. Not at all. Thanks for your time this morning.